Now, this week marked 2 years to go until the Men's Football World Cup final in Qatar. One of the big promises is that the tournament will be a net zero sustainable event. But can it be, given it will be based in a desert nation rich on fossil fuels? A question for Sports Hour's Alex Capstick.
The winner to organise the 2022 FIFA World Cup is Qatar.
December the 2nd, 2010. I was there inside a Zurich Convention Centre watching on as the Qatari contingent celebrated, while most other people in the hall sat in stunned silence, some in disbelief. Criticisms over the decision to stage the planet's largest single sports event in a tiny desert state have been long and loud. And now, as the tournament gets closer, attention has been drawn to claims that this will be the most sustainable sporting event in history. It's an ambitious plan, and one which FIFA fully supports.
How can a World Cup be sustainable? How can that be carbon neutral?
With a lot of effort, with a lot of understanding of what is the impact that such a massive event has on the environment. Also.
Federico Adeyeki is the head of sustainability at football's global governing body.
This is a commitment coming from both organizations, from both sides. FIFA has always had, and since the FIFA World Cup in Brazil 2014, a commitment towards delivering more sustainable events and carbon neutral events. At the same time, Qatar was already from the bidding phase to the World Cup 2022, that they wanted to have a sustainable event. They were aware of the challenges, they were aware of the risk, they were aware of what needed to be done.
One important factor helping Qatar is the size of the country. It's small. The 8 venues, 7 of them built from scratch, are really close to each other, and that means there's no need for internal flights. And stadiums like this one at Al Janoub have been constructed using sustainable materials. It's also got air conditioning to ensure it can be used all year round. The mastermind behind the technology is Dr. Saud Abdul Ghani, who's been nicknamed Dr. Cool.
This one is the second ever air-conditioned stadium. And here we control the thermal environment for the players, for the spectators, and for the grass.
From my limited knowledge, air conditioning isn't very environmentally friendly.
Air conditioning, broadly, they say, is not environmentally friendly, but we made sure that we put a lot of measures in order to make sure that the provided air conditioning system is very sustainable. And the materials we've used, even the lighting system.
So you've limited as much as you can the damage this could do to the environment?
It's not a damage, because at the end of the day you need to look at development, because a lot of people will use this stadium. Its business plan as well is to be a recreation area. Imagine now we have the top part will be women's sport club, kids sport club. So we'll have more and more healthy environment for people, more healthy population, and that's your development.
A new public transport system linking the stadiums has also been built towards sustainable goals. A vast solar energy farm is under development. 1 million trees are being planted, all designed to help neutralise the tournament's carbon footprint. But while environmental experts acknowledge this is all positive, they also harbour real concerns that Qatar's green credentials only partly address the huge challenges.
Every little bit of effort is good. I want to celebrate that, but we have to keep things in perspective. This is not a sustainable event.
Dr. Madior is founder and co-director of the Sport Ecology Group, a body of academics who specialise in topics of sport and the natural environment.
When we think about events, we have to think about the scope of travel. We need to think about the scope of construction. We need to think about the number of people who will be in one place consuming goods. You know, we know that this event is partially being paid for, or entirely paid for that matter, by fossil fuels, oil fields. And so we need to think about, what do they mean by carbon neutral? Do they actually mean zero? And if so, where are those carbon offsets going? You know, there's all these different questions that go into whether or not something may be sustainable. And the reality is, this is not.
But Qatar and FIFA say they're serious about fulfilling their promises. Federico Adeyeki again.
We have a very comprehensive sustainability strategy which tackles all these aspects, the social, the economic and the environmental ones, in a unique manner, in a way that we have not done in any previous World Cup. Magic system.
Although you'd never know it from this upbeat promo video for 2022, Qatar's preparations have been scrutinised like never before. But amid all the negativity, its efforts to produce a sustainable World Cup, the first in an Arab country, deserves some praise. Something even the sceptics are prepared to accept.
That report from Alex Capstick on 2 years to go to the Men's World Cup in Qatar.